You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when you're watching this back. My name's Nathan, and I'm one of the elders at Jubilee Church in Farnham. And I've got the privilege of bringing the Word of God to you this morning. And if you're just joining us for the first time, we've been going through the series of Psalms, and Rick has done a brilliant job of leading us through a number of the Psalms, not all of them, clearly, but he's picked some out that feel particularly good to look at. Some of them have been very raw and very honest, and have actually been really hard, I think, as he has confessed himself, for Rick to deliver. And I just want to really honour the fact that Rick's done that. He hasn't shied away from the more challenging, the more difficult Psalms that really challenge some of the emotions and feelings that the writers of the Psalms felt. So our thanks goes out to Rick. And if I'm honest, I feel a little bit like I've just come in at the end. I've claimed this Psalm 150, which is a real declaration of praising God, and a real joyful psalm. So apologies to you, Rick, for having done that and somewhat stealing your thunder, which at this point I'd probably address the youth who faithfully sit at the front of church and say, oh, sorry, is that a bit old-fashioned, that language? So hopefully you guys at home are kind of sat there cringing at me as I try and use young vocabulary. So Psalm 150 is the psalm that we're focusing on today. And it's the last psalm of the book of Psalms, and it's a great way to finish. So I'm going to be reading it from a slightly different Bible because Elijah was really keen to lend me his Bible. So let me just get this right. It's the New International Reader's Version, so slightly different perhaps to your translation. Can I just encourage you just to pause the video? If you haven't got a Bible in front of you and you're able to get hold of one, just pause the video and go and get one. I think it's really important that we have the Word of God open in front of us when we're studying His Word. So if you can, go and get one, find Psalm 150 and read it along with me as I read it. Clearly, if you're driving whilst listening to this psalm, as this sermon, as I'm sure many of you might well be, I wouldn't encourage you to try and combine both of those activities for health and safety reasons. Okay, so let's read together Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His holy temple. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His powerful acts. Praise Him because He is greater than anything else. Praise Him by blowing trumpets. Praise Him with harps and lyres. Praise Him with tambourines and dancing. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Praise Him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You how it breathes life into our relationship with You. We thank You for the sermons that we've studied so far in this series that show the real honesty and the rawness of the emotions that the people faced as they wrote these psalms. Lord, we pray for open hearts, open minds, and open ears to hear something afresh, a new revelation as we study this psalm together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to try and do this in the way that I feel most comfortable, which means I'm going to refer to some notes that I've just got written here. So apologies if at times I look down, but I want this to kind of feel as much like it would do on a normal Sunday morning as possible. So in my head, I'm going to imagining certain people kind of praising out and saying hallelujah and amen. So if you could do that at home as you're listening, that would really encourage me. So let's start by at the start, really. I'm going to work through this really chronologically and just put this psalm in context. So it's the last psalm, but it's similar to the last five psalms in the sense that the last five chapters of Psalms all start and end with hallelujah or praise the Lord, as I've just read it. Now, hallelujah is, looking at the Hebrew word, halal actually means praise. And Yah, which is where we get Yahweh, which features in a number of the songs that we sing at Jubilee, actually means Lord. So it literally translates hallelujah as praise the Lord. And just to put a kind of analogy, I suppose, to this psalm, I see it as a mounting crescendo. And those of you who know me, I'm a music teacher, really, by trade. And so I really like this analogy because it talks about how this is the final crescendo of a symphony and how it's been building up to this great moment, like symphonies often do. And especially as it makes reference to all of the instruments that you would find in an orchestra. So the theme of praise has been dominated through the Psalms, and as somebody who loves to talk about praise and worship, a real go-to place is the Psalms because they are so great for encouraging us to praise and worship our Heavenly Father. But it's a bit like the conductor who is bringing everything together to praise God in this way. And in fact, it's so clear in these, you know, short six verses because we're told 13 times to praise the Lord. And it's telling us that God's people should be caught up with praising him. So I'm going to work through chronologically through this psalm because it lends itself very much to working through it in that way. And when I approach new topics with students, quite often I will get students to think about the who, the where, the what, the when, the why, if they're starting a new homework project, for example. And actually this psalm really does talk through the who, the what, the when, the why, and the how actually as well. So we're going to look at those as we go through. So let's start at verse 1, which really talks about the fact that we are encouraged, or there is praise happening here on earth. So it says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens. The sanctuary there is really depictive of earth. And so we are to be praising God on earth, and then clearly praise him in his mighty heavens is talking about the fact that there are angels praising God. There's that scripture, which I love to quote, where the angels are continuously singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. It's great to think that when we praise God, we're not just praising him here on earth, but we're joining with the heavenly realms, the angels, as they lift up and magnify his name. So that's really what the first verse is talking about there. And Derek Kinder writes this, who's an Old Testament scholar who's famous for writing commentaries. He says this, glory fills the universe, his praise must not do any less. So we're so encouraged here to praise God here on earth. And when we meet together, as we were used to do in Jubilee Church, but even now as we're meeting virtually, we should be encouraging one another to praise him, to magnify him. Another psalm that I really like and will often go to, particularly at the beginning of our praise and worship sessions, is Psalm 100, verse 4, where it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So just like Psalm 150 is that crescendo, that final culmination, that building up of all the previous psalms, so should our lives be a build up of praise as we come together and praise him. I'm just going to read this, which is something which I've come across in my research. It says, God is in heaven, we are on earth. Because of God's location, we are called to praise him. Heaven is not just up. Heaven is bigger and more than earth. We live in a universe of God's making, but God lives beyond the universe. He lives beyond. As a result, he knows more and is more powerful than we are. That is another reason to praise God. I've got a song in my head actually just now. It's Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And this is what it's telling us to do on earth and in heaven. So that's verse one. And it's talking about that. So verse two is about the why. So why should we praise God? Because of what he's done, it says. His mighty deeds, it says. And because of who he is. His excellent greatness. In my prayers, I will often say, thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. And that's coming directly from this Psalm 150, praising him for what he's done, his mighty acts, his powerfulness, and for who he is, his greatness, his never-ending love. Let me just kind of give you some examples. All of these are from Psalms. Let's praise him because he formed us in our mother's wombs. Let's praise him, like Psalm 22 says, because he's died for our sins. Let's praise him, as it tells us to in Psalm 23, because he provides our every need. Let's praise him because he's forgiven us of our sins. Let's praise him because he is sufficient in times of trials. And let's praise God because of his word to us. So that's the why. Why do we praise God? Because he's worthy of praise. He's worthy of praise because of what he's done and who he is. So that's verse 2. I'm going to quote a hymn now by Jay Peterson, because I think it just goes back to one of the main reasons why I feel encouraged to praise God. And that's about salvation. The fact that God sent his son to die on the cross, an absolutely brilliant reason to praise God. It says this, is from verse 1, I think. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. So hopefully, looking and reflecting at verse 2, I've given you the reasons why we praise God. Because he's great, he's perfect, he's lacking in nothing. And in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says, praise God according to his excellent greatness. And 1 Timothy chapter 6 says, worthy are you, O Lord and our God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you created all things, and because of you they existed and they were created. So, there's the reasons for why we should praise God. Verses 3-5, slightly longer section in this psalm, is really looking at the how of praise. And this is really where I suppose I come into my four, because it's very musical. And it's really a pulling out all the stops. It's kind of listing all sorts of different ways that you can praise God. So it gives a real sense of joy and jubilance as we worship him. And that's what worship should be like. We often start our worship sessions at Jubilee with a praise song, a song that declares how great God is and what he's done, as we've just looked at in the previous verse. We often want to magnify him, lift him up, glorify him, exalt him, and make his name renowned in the places we worship. And that's what this psalm is doing. It's giving us loads of ideas. It's telling us how we should praise God with passion and energy and enthusiasm. And so we get a whole list of instruments. And you can see a trumpet there. I've got a few others as well, which we're going to come onto it in a little bit. But we're told to use trumpets and tambourines and harps and lyres and dancing and all of these different ways of praising God. So they are the ways that we praise God, and it's all about being fully there, being fully focused on the words and making it our priority to worship him. So this psalm is encouraging us to do that. It's encouraging us to be creative in our ways of worship. It's encouraging us not just to think of praise as one thing, of singing hymns or singing songs or clapping hands, but using a variety of instruments, bringing those together, using dance, using words. And I've certainly really enjoyed in previous sermons talking about the different ways we can worship, bowing down, bowing our heads, lifting up our hands, lifting up our spoken voices, lifting up our singing voices, using instruments, and all of these are ways which we are encouraged to do in the Psalms. So that's verses 3-5. And then finally, we've got verse 6, which is the who of praise. Again, this is something that I will often go to with regards to introducing times of worship at church. This idea of let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Well, it couldn't be clearer, could it? It's so clear. If we have breath in our lungs, then we are encouraged, we're instructed, we're informed to praise God. Of course, all of us have air in our lungs, so that is really an invitation for all of us to praise God. And if we're to take this psalm literally, it's really about a matter of obedience. And of course, I've talked before as well about the importance of recognizing that we're all created to praise and worship. And whether we have come to that realization that we were created to praise our Creator, or our praise can be directed at other things. But of course, the Psalms here are lifting up praise and adoration to God, which is what we're called to do. We're called to deliberately focus on Him and really center our thinking around God. So if you're breathing, which I certainly hope you are, praising is not an option. It really is your responsibility. So there's no more important thing than to praise God with our breath. And so that's the verse 6, which is really talking about the who of praise. We've got to, all of us are called to praise Him. So that leads us through the psalm relatively quickly, I have to say. But I want to try something which is a little bit probably unusual. I spoke, what for you guys when you'll be hearing this, a couple of weeks ago during the time of worship about trying to find a positive about being in lockdown. And one of the things that I strive for, I suppose, when I'm leading times of worship is for people to really get lost in their enthusiasm for God. And I think because of the stiff upper lip and, dare I say it, our southern ways, sometimes I think people hold back and they kind of are concerned or worried about what people might think. But as you're in your homes with your families or possibly by yourselves, nobody else can see you. So what I'm going to do is we're going to read Psalm 150 again, but after each phrase, we're just going to pause. And I'm going to encourage you to do one of the things that it suggests in verses 3 to 5. So shouting out His name, like hallelujah, praise the Lord, glorify you, Jesus. Or if you're getting really creative, you could get some instruments. Maybe you could dust off that flute or that clarinet, which has been sat at the top of your wardrobe gathering dust. Or you could get something that would help you dance, and some streamers or some instruments, other percussion instruments. Grab anything. And if you are at home with a family, I'd really encourage you to do this as a family. So in a minute, I'm going to invite my family into the room and we're going to try this. I have to say, we haven't practiced, so it might not go quite according to plan, but I don't think that really matters. Another psalm that's often quoted is, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So do you know what? It doesn't matter what noise you're creating. As long as it's going up towards God and towards Him in heaven, then that's all that matters. So step outside your comfort zone. And do you know what? I'm wondering, when we're able to meet again in person, I wonder whether if we practice this method of worshipping, whether we will then feel more comfortable in our joint congregational times of worship to really let rip, to really glorify Him, to use our voices, to shout out His name, to be extravagant in our expressions as we worship our mighty God. So if you need to, pause the video. Go and get some things. I'm just going to invite my family in and we're going to give it a go. So lose your inhibitions, go for it, or you don't have to. Of course you don't, but it would be great just to try this as an experiment. So, excuse me, I'm just going to kind of holler to my family. Okay, darling, Chrissy. Not sure they've heard me. Hold on a second. Darling. Okay. Right. So we've got a variety of things. I've brought my trumpet down, so Elijah might give a little go of that. We've got our guitar, a ukulele, flute, piano, a few percussion instruments. Okay, so I need a copy of the same version that you guys are reading. Here it is. Okay, right. Here we are then. Are we ready? So, yeah, I don't know if you guys, doesn't really matter if you can't see them. Here we are then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Give His glory. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you guys. Really appreciated your help there. I don't know if that worked at home. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask these guys to go back through to the lounge now and just finish up so that we can kind of end on a slightly calmer note. So there we have Psalm 150. Let's use that as we praise and worship God in our own times this week. I think there's lots of people who will talk about reading the scriptures on a daily basis, and of course that's absolutely important. But as well as doing that, why don't you make sure that you spend some time this week using songs, instruments, if you have that ability, to really praise Him and glorify Him. Let's take our inspiration from Psalm 150 and spend some time worshipping Him as we do in our quiet times when we reflect on the Word. I believe that as we do that, our joy will bubble up, our delight in Jesus will grow, and our desire to see Him glorified and magnified and lifted up will also grow. So hopefully that's been an encouragement to you as you've listened to this. Hopefully it's been a great way to end this series by finishing with a declaration of praise. I've certainly really enjoyed having this opportunity just to delight in Him, delight in His goodness, His faithfulness, delight in His love and His care for us. As we've been reading through the Psalms, all of these themes and messages are so clear. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's lift up His name. I'm going to close in prayer and then we're going to leave it there. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this Psalm. Psalm 150, which talks about praising You. We thank You for the importance of praise. We thank You that we're called to praise You. We thank You that You are worthy of praise, all the great things that You've done, and because You are who You are. You are the God of all things. You created the universe. And Lord, we want to come before You with praise and adoration. We want to lift up our voices. We want to dance. We want to play instruments. We want to shout Your name out. And Lord, we pray that You would encourage us as we spend time worshiping You this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm looking forward to seeing you all very soon, hopefully. But thanks for taking the time to listen. And thank you. God bless you all.